God, how great thou art in heaven and in earth. When I consider the works of your hands, Lord, the stars and the rolling thunders, your power throughout the universe displayed. Oh, Father, we say how great thou art this day. Thank you for this morning. Even as we look into your word, open our eyes of understanding to see your wonders in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause every darkness in our eyes to be illuminated this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, thy word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Lord, let your word this morning illuminate every darkness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, speak to everyone in the language they best understand this morning. Lord, that no one here will go home empty. But Lord, that you will bless them and speak to their heart. And Lord, you will transform their lives for better this morning. We thank you indeed, for we have asked in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You may have your seat in His presence. God bless you. I know we have a very short timeline this morning, but God will have us do the great things. It's a great thing to be in another month. And this month, I pray that the blessings of God will abide upon you in the name of Jesus. Your going out and your coming in will be blessed in the name of Jesus. The Lord will cover you all around, that no evil will befall you in the name of Jesus. Only with your eyes will you behold, no evil will come near your dwelling in the name of Jesus. You know, the Lord will keep you. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will order your steps aright in the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you wisdom. Wisdom that is above and not earthly. The Lord will grant to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today we'll be looking at a topic called giant killers or little foxes. Little foxes or giant killers. Luke chapter 16 from verse 10 through 12. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Today we want to look at scripture about little things. Little things that make a great deal of change. Little things. Our scripture really will be taken from the book of Solomon's, chapter 2. Verse 15. Solomon, Song of Solomon. I bet you hardly read that. Chapter 2, verse 15. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you're there, you can read for us this morning.
Catch for us the foxes.
Catch for us the foxes.
The little foxes.
That ruin the vineyards. Thank you.
Vineyards that are in bloom.
Aha. Vineyards that are in the bloom. We know that vineyard is where you grow fruits, figs, things like that. And the scripture was talking about a man that was celebrating love. Talking to the spouse or the wife. And saying, yes, your garden is like a garden that is full of flowers. Beautiful, great, awesome. But it put a word of caution. Catch for us the foxes, the little foxes that ruin the vineyards. And they don't just ruin any vineyard. They ruin vineyards that are in the bloom. When the flower, a garden is in the bloom, means the flowers are really, you know, doing pretty. They're looking great. Catch for us the foxes. Today we want to look at those small things in our lives that can destroy the great plan of God that God has embedded inside of us. Those little foxes that can destroy the great mandate of God, the great covenant of God. Those little foxes, they are giant killers. They can destroy a great big work of God. I will start with a very general characteristics of foxes. They are just animals. But when I was doing a study on foxes, I was not too, you know, keen on really what the illustration was. Why were the foxes destroying the vineyard? And these are some of the attributes I would like you to pay attention to this quickly. I know that today's sermon will be a little bit short, but God will help us today. It says, one of the characteristics is that foxes can live up to 10 years, but most foxes only live for 2 to 3 years due to hunting. Please pay attention. They can live up to 10 years, but most of them live 2 to 3 years. Most of them are killed by hunting, road accidents, or diseases. Now pay attention to the critical part. Unlike many animals in their category, foxes are not usually pack animals. You know pack animals? They go together in group. They are not usually like that. The foxes that will destroy your great vineyard that is in the bloom, they don't come with great multitude. Those foxes, they don't come like a pack of animals. They come one at a time. One at a time. Typically, they live in small family groups. And they are opportunistic feeders. Mark that word. Opportunistic feeders. In other words, they look out for opportunity to feed. They look out for opportunity to suck and, you know, tear down your roots of your flowers. They look for opportunity to dismantle the branches. They look for opportunity to tear down the leaves. They look for opportunity to remove all the flowers. I think they want to come in. Please come inside. Let's welcome them in.
Hello.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Little foxes, they are opportunistic feeders looking for opportunity to feed on your bloom. They hunt like prey, their prey. They pounce on them. They use a technique. They are usually able to kill their prey quickly. Mark that. Foxes are able to kill their prey quickly. Understand, they live up to 10 years, but usually they die within 2 and 3 years. However, because they die quickly, they are not pack animals. They go individually and they seek their prey carefully. They look for opportunity. Today we are studying little foxes that can destroy, in fact, little foxes that are really giant killers. What are the little foxes we're talking about? So these are natural animals, opportunistic feeders. They sneak in upon you and they kill their prey quickly because they don't have much time. In the life of a Christian today, little foxes are those things that are sneaking into your life like droplets of water. You don't take care of them, you don't pay attention to them. Before you know it, they are taking you out. A typical man in the Bible that I love so much was Samson. Samson was a man that his birth was predicted by an angel coming to Manoah, the parent, and say, you're going to have a child. But the woman said, I've been childless for a long time, so don't worry. You know, and the baby was going to be anointed, says the angel. He said, that's fine. I'm reading from Judges chapter 13. And this man prophesied, the angel of God prophesied, and you know what? Samuel came, great man of God, ruled the people of God for more than 20 years. Do you know what happened to him in Judges chapter 16? He met a woman. And the woman kept asking, oh, will you not tell me the source of your power? And the guy said, no, you don't need to know that. Oh, okay, I'll tell you something. Just do this, just do that. At the end, do you know this man was destroyed just because of what he did not take care of?
Yeah.
The little foxes. The little foxes. Catch for us the little foxes. What are the little foxes for a Christian? You'll be surprised that little foxes for Christians are the things we do daily that we don't pay attention to. Things you say, you don't pay attention to. Things you, you know, do subconsciously that you don't really focus on. Everything, every time they want to launch a rocket to the space, everything is calculated. You must go at this angle so that it can get to the space and detach and get to the place where it's going to land. If that rocket misses by 1 degree from this earth, it's going to miss the moon. When we don't pay attention, over time, there is a huge gap in our life that becomes obvious. That is what little foxes can do to us. Today, I have come with a short warning, encouragement, for you to really pay attention to your life. Bible says you should be the one paying attention to your life. You know, pastors can help you point out this and that, but they will never be there when you are making those decisions. At night, in the morning, when you are going through the tough stuff, you are the one making that decision. Yes or no? For God or not for God? I get it or I don't get it. Not church. It's you. Your life is the most important thing. It's what is at stake. Because that is what God wants to take care of. But you have to look out for the rodents, the foxes that will try to slay you, the giant. Everyone in the kingdom of God is a giant. Little things can destroy soul. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1. Dead flies will cause a bottle of perfume to stink. Can you imagine if you have a bottle of perfume and you put a dead fly in it? It's going to make it stink. Your beautiful life can be made a wreck by just little things. I'll quickly go through some of the things that are peculiar to our lives this day. Example, television. Many times we subject ourselves to so much of information from TV. We take our cues from it. Dr. Phil, you know, Oprah Winfrey Network, who else? All those comments are, you know, that we get from TV. You think that they're harmless. They are not. Of course, they are harmless. But they are little drops that inform you on how to respond to situation, how to react to situation. However, you should be sipping in the Word of God. One word at a time. Remember what David said in Psalm 119? Thy word have I hidden in my heart, so that I will not sin against you. Day by day, soak the word of God in your life. Otherwise, those ideas that are coming from TV, from radio, from commentaries, from popular guys on TV, they're like little foxes that will thwart the plan of God if we don't take care. James chapter 3 from verse 4 to 6 talks about the tongue being a small part of the body. This tongue is what we use to praise God and sing beautifully. And you know, this is the same tongue that most of us use to curse people out. This is the same tongue that we use to say, you know, profanities. It's the same tongue that we use to, you know, make things derogatory remarks or comment on people badly. And it's the same tongue that we say, praise God, hallelujah. It's dangerous. You have to watch your tongue. Fire. Scripture says it's like a world of fire. You start it and it takes a life on its own. Example, Jesus was on the cross and he was crucified alongside with two thieves. One of the thieves in Luke chapter 23 said to him in verse 42, sir, this night if you can help me, I'm a sinner. I know that I've been prosecuted for my sin, but have mercy on me. Jesus said, this same time and this same night, you will make it to paradise. What saved him? Just the little word that he said. The other one was like, okay, what was going on? You could use your mouth to deliver yourself by little things you say. If that thief did not ask just that one sentence, let's quickly read that. Luke 23, verse 42. Luke 23, verse 42. If you are there, you can read, or if you are not there, I will read from here. Luke 23, verse 42. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Luke 23, verse 42. Then he asked, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Just by asking, he could have used his tongue to condemn Jesus, to speak bad or do whatever. If you don't pay attention to those things you say, even when you are in pain, you will destroy a great deal of the work of God in your life. Little foxes, take a cue. How many things do you say in a day that are not in line with the word of God? Do you curse? Do you pray for yourself? Do you say, I am blessed? Do you say, I am favored? Do you say, it is well with my soul? Even when you see the grade and it's like C instead of A. When you see things that, oh, well, I think I should have gotten this money, but not money is not coming for it. Oh, I should have made this thing, but I'm not making it. What do you say? I am blessed either way. If it is all by what you see, of course, Joseph will have written himself off far, far long time. 17 years in prison, that was enough time to give up. Enough time to give up, but did not. Proverbs 23, verse 7, you must guard your thoughts. You know, in the heart of a man, you cannot see it. Of all the things you can see about a man, not their heart. You can't see their heart, what they are thinking. In fact, many people will deceive you with their looks. They will be thinking bad about you and they will be smiling. Scripture here enjoins us. Let's read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. If you're there, you can read. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Yeah. It's a kind of man that always thinks about the cost. In other words, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking about? If you don't take care of the thoughts that go through your mind, you'll be destroying the great plan of God for your life. They are little foxes. Think of it this way. All the things we are talking about is how you use your tongue, what you watch with your eyes, and what you think in your heart. Those are little things that will burrow into the wall of your heart, and they will send flood into you, and they will destroy your great dike. You have a great embankment. You remember Katrina, how it was destroyed? It was only one breach that made everything to collapse. What do you pay attention to what you think? When you are thinking widely in your heart, oh, this, do you quickly say, I reject that thought in the name of Jesus? I put down this thought in the name of Jesus? Because those thoughts, they are like birds trying to look for a place to perch. When thought is coming to you and say, oh, I check my side. Oh, I think I have a lump. Maybe I may have cancer, or I may have this. Do you know it is just your thought? And you know you can really put it down. Scripture says something in the book of Ephesians. It says that we pull down thoughts, principalities, and powers by the power of God. Ephesians 6 said the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not physical. But they are mighty through God to pull down principalities and thoughts that raise themselves against God. When you start thinking, oh, maybe I will lose my job, that's the time you say, I reject that by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Oh, they say, well, you're going to lose your home, or you're going to lose your life, or you're not going to make it, or if you make it, maybe this will happen to you, or you are thinking, you are driving, maybe I will have accident. Say, forbid! The same thing happened to the parents of Samson. The man said, oh, we have seen God, we're going to die. But the woman said, no, sir. If God told us we're going to have a child, that means we're not going to die. If God already told you promises that you will live, don't even worry about that. The book of Acts chapter 27, Paul was sentenced to go to Rome. And everybody was panicking. In fact, there was for 13 days, there was no sun. Everybody, they were throwing their food away. They said, we're going to die. People were fasting. The people that used, they would normally not fast. And then Paul rose after 13 days and said, brothers, I perceive that you have not been eating. You are casting everything out. Say, the God whom I serve and whom I belong, an angel of God spoke to me last night. He said, there will be no loss of life except for this boat. You will have hearkened unto me and not set sail when we started. But God already told me, I will appear before Caesar. Because he knew he was going to appear. He was declaring for the word of God, even though the situation was not looking good. When you are going through a situation that looks bleak, say doctors gave you bad report, or maybe we heard about the country, everything is collapsing in the country, and God is telling you that country is going to be a great country. Do you still believe the report of God? You're going to say, I declare that the word of God will be true in my life. Take care of what you think through in your heart. Don't think evil in your heart. Because the devil will bring ideas unto you, will make you want to dwell on it, Oh, maybe that brother is thinking bad about you. Maybe that sister does not like you. Say, no. I am favored of God. I am blessed of God. Remember what Isaiah 43 says? It says, those who assemble or gather against me, they will not prosper. Even if they gather themselves, God will dismantle them. So you see, even if there is anything happening, I know I'm saved already. If God be for you, who can be against you? If you guard your heart seriously, you will not entertain any unrighteous thought. Remember what Jesus told people that we read today about adultery? Strong sexual desire comes from the heart. And Jesus said, that's even adultery. When you start feeling something about somebody on TV, it's a good time for you to stand up and say, that is not my wife, that is not my husband, I will never really love that person. I can like you, I can appreciate you, but not love, not to have strong desire, and therefore I reject any thought of any relationship. Therefore, I'm just going to watch this movie, or I'm not watching this anymore. Over with. You must guard your heart. Those are little foxes. Before you know it, people will start telling you stuff. You know, people will look at you and say, well, what is your star? When were you born? April. Okay, that would be what? Gemini? Or Capricorn? All kinds of things. Zodiac. They want to pick up. Working on your thoughts. And by the time they tell you, oh, this week, blessing will come your way. Give people will shake your hand 3 times. And money will come. Reject all kinds of evil proclamation. Because as God has not spoken it, it's not yours. All that God has given you are the covenants. And covenants are promises that are sure. They stand upon a foundation. God does not break his covenant. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands to rest, and poverty will come. Take care of what you do daily. If you are in school, study daily. Don't say, well, those are little foxes. Oh, God is going to help me by the time I fast and pray during exams. No. You must prepare. If you are a businessman, go and look out for opportunity by the inspiration of God daily. That's where your hands will be blessed. Proverbs 24:33. A little sleeping and falling, poverty will come. In fact, in Proverbs towards the end, Ecclesiastes, it says, a man that looks at the weather for to sow will never reap a great harvest. You don't look at the weather and say, oh, when the weather is looking great, that's when I'm going to sow. It's too late. You must pay attention to the work of your hands. If you are a minister, a teacher, or an encourager, do it every day. Don't say, I'm going to wait until evangelism period. Then we're just going to go massively and go and bombard people in St. Mary's University. They're not there. They're busy doing something else. They have their own life. Daily, reach out to somebody. Encourage somebody. Oh, I'm going to invite 12 people to church. And when are you going to start? Like that commercial on TV. I will invest and design something tomorrow. Who guarantees you tomorrow? Take care to do what your hands can do. The Bible says, in the grave where men go, there are no works. Whatever you can do today, do it. Otherwise, those little things that you neglect today will destroy the giant that you're supposed to be. Samson was a great man, but the passion that he did not tame, even though he had grace and anointing, he had prophecy of God, he had everything. You know what happened to him? He died with the enemy. He said, oh God, give me power one more time. And over 3,000 people died with him. You don't want a great giant to die with the enemy. So many things happened in the city of Gaza. He died in Gaza. Remember that was where, you know, Goliath came from? And that was where David killed Goliath too. Because they were all Philistines. They were giant people in that area. David, a smart thing, killed a giant. But the history, if you go back in time, over 300 years, where, you know, Samson was there, he was slain by a young lady. Guard your eyes. Now, what are the little foxes that can even make you great? Those little things you should do daily, do them. Don't say, I don't have $1,000, I could have helped this brother. You have $1? Help with $1. That is more than enough. That's what you have. Don't wait until you have $1 billion. Remember our, you know, scripture that we just read in Luke 16? If you are faithful in a small thing, then God will consider you faithful in big things. Many times we want to be faithful in big stuff. Oh, I will give when I have $5. Don't give when you have $5,000. When you have $5, just give 25 cents. God bless you. That's it. That's all you have. That's it. Give it. The moment you don't learn how to give when you have that, you will never know how to give when you have big ones. Little foxes can destroy our great vineyard. As Christians today, there are so many challenges with us. We don't pay too much attention to those things. We overlook them. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. You know, we let children go the way they want to go. Now they're just watching TV. It doesn't matter. You know, children watch people kissing themselves during the day and everything. And the father says, ah, it's okay. You know, the dispensation is different. What? It goes into their brain. They keep learning it. They keep learning it. I don't know if you have a house and you let water keep dripping in your closet. Don't touch it. Just let it keep dripping. You go to work and come back. Oh, no, it's just dripping. By the time you observe it in a week, your foundation is probably messed up. Because it will have if it keeps soaking and soaking and soaking, it destroys it. And it's just drips. Drips. I'll close with this. Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. I want us to read that so that we can pray. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 9. Galatians 5 verse 9. I read from here. A little yeast walks through the old batch of dough. A little yeast will make the bread to rise. Those little things that we don't pay attention to are the ones making us to be inconsistent Christians. Inconsistent. God said we should not lie. But is this really a lie? Well, pay attention to every word you're going to answer anybody. If it's a lie, say, no, I'm not going to answer you. Why? Because I may be lying. Of course, the person will be like, okay, now I know the truth. Pay attention to those little words. I made up my mind, in case I would lie to anybody, I'm not going to pick up your phone call. It's just my personal decision. People be like, why don't you pick your call? Well, I don't want to lie to you that I'm busy, because I may not be busy. I may be doing something else, and I just don't want to lie to you. Oh, but no, I'd rather please God and please me now. Pay attention. Those little yeast, they make the dough to rise. Little foxes kill great giants. Remember, lastly, as I close, the attributes of foxes that can destroy the vineyard that is in a bloom. They are opportunistic feeders. Those things that will make you lose your mind or sneaking upon you little by little, they come, and you know what? They become generally acceptable. Everybody does it. What's the big deal? Usually they kill their prey quickly. Those little things may kill you faster than you ever think. I'm not talking about physical death, but spiritual death. They make you insensitive to the word of God anymore. I used to read Bible once every week. Now I figured I can just read 2 chapters one time, but I'll just be reading once in 2 weeks now. Little drop. Before you know it, you are losing your interest. Before you know it, you are losing your passion. Before you know it, you're losing everything. I used to go to church. Church is becoming a drag and it's boring and everything. Then you withdraw. And before you know it, you really begin to withdraw from the love of God and the passion of God and the willingness to serve and the willingness to encourage others. And it begins to really drag you down and take you out. Please. Your life is the most important asset. Remember what Jesus said. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Think of it a minute. What do you think you can ever trade for your soul? Your best clothes? Your best shoes? Your degrees? No. Not even the big, you know, investment your parents may have for you. No. Not even what you have set up for yourself. No. Nothing. Soul is the most important thing. Look out for those little foxes. Things that make you drag out of the grace of God. And I pray the Lord will strengthen you and that those foxes will not slay you, this great giant in the name of Jesus. Every child of God is a giant. You have great purposes to fulfill. And God will do great things in your life in the name of Jesus.